Hey, this is Pete Tsironis with Dots and Bridges, and I'm with my friend and colleague, Samara Schulman. We have an episode that we call Something to Talk About, and we're going to discuss an article that came our way on October 14th titled Young Adults Don't Trust Federal Government, Deepening Its Hiring Challenges. Shout out to Jory Heckman on Federal News Network. And let's jump in, Samara. What are your initial takeaways?
I wasn't so crazy about the title of this, and I just didn't agree with it. I mean, it's going off of the Partnership for Public Service did a survey of 1,000 U.S. adults under 34 years old, and 15% of them said that they don't trust the federal government. But then when you actually continue reading, it's, well, they say government is slow, incompetent, corrupt, disorganized. They've got a negative impression. Oh, the government's still hiring. Oh, that's interesting. I don't think that has to do with trust, and I don't think that that's specific to government. I think these are problems that we see all over the current workforce.
So let me jump and riff off that. I agree with you. I read the article and, like anything, said, oh boy, here's another article. Having been a 25-year federal employee from GS7 through SES, I was like, okay, don't be shouting dispersion unless you've walked the walk. Like, go work in government and have an opinion. This is nothing, and I'm not reflecting how Jory did his research by any stretch. Jory's a great journalist. But I do think it's just the bad rap. What I took away initially and after reading the articles, yeah, trust, I don't know. It seemed to be like there was a lot of recommendations of why the government is an interesting place to work, improving transparency and communication, job satisfaction. There's a lot of goodness in it. And I think it's just a reflection of the question, well, what do you expect? I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I completely agree with you. I think the right way to read the article is to look at, here's room for improvements. And quite frankly, the room for improvements, like you said, better communication, better hiring practices, improved hiring practices, quicker. It's all things that, Pete, you and I certainly are in enough sessions and enough conversations with federal employees and whatnot to know that that is being looked at. Let me add one more thing is I think it's giving it a bad rap where we need to remember how humongous the federal government is. It's the number one employee in this country. I mean, any huge private industry place as well doesn't make snap decisions and hire somebody 2 days later. They as well have their own processes and procedures and interviews and multiple interviews and all of that.
So let me pivot, if I may. No, to you, you're a company that is always looking for enhancing your skilled workforce, reskill, sure, retain, and recruit. So let me ask you back a couple of questions, because I felt like the article made some subtle recommendations, if you will. You know, develop attractive job opportunities was one that I think, yes, the government does offer that. You can work at any agency and do something totally different as a CIO at Interior versus at the Department of Agriculture. Fostering a positive work culture. I know you express that as well. Leveraging technology and digital platforms for your staff. So to me, government may be slow, but it's a cool place to work. Do you find that when you're being particular about enhancing the on-point opportunity for others, what are some of the tips that you have or that you leverage to kind of attract that talent?
I mean, like you were saying, we bring in talent all the time on different contracts and we hire quickly. And some of those contracts do need reviews and we talk with our customer and, hey, here are the skills that this person has and we're good to go and this and that. Do you agree? But it moves very quickly. So I think just looking at a government is slow, I don't think that that's necessarily correct. In terms of what we do with some of the recommendations here, communication, we follow up, we set expectations correctly. We do try to make attractive job postings, but you know what? We make accurate job postings, right?
You know, I have to jump in because setting expectations, accurate job postings. I do think that what you just said to me, which is making it a place people want to come to work with opportunity to be oneself.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's in the interview, it comes out that, hey, here's the way we operate and here's the culture that we work on deliverables. We work as a team. We are very collaborative, but you will have things for which you're responsible.
You know, well, I'm gonna connect the dot. We had a recent conversation about decision fatigue and what you just said about bringing people in and having a one voice, but the shared experience will benefit the culture and make the experience working at a place like OnPoint that much more fun. So shout out to you and your leadership as always, Samara Schulman, president of OnPoint Consulting. Hey, listen, can't wait to talk again soon, but until then, have a great rest of your day.
Sounds good. You too, Pete. Thanks.